deep breath after that one, right? A quick word about the second reading, and then on to the gospel. So St. Paul's letter to the Romans is his most developed presentation of the gospel, and it can be a little dense at times. He writes today that if Christ is in you, then even though the body is dead because of sin, the spirit is alive because of righteousness. So the idea is before Christ, both my body and my spirit are full of sin, dead to God. But when I let Christ into my life, the Spirit of Christ rejuvenates my spirit. And I can experience hope for the future and a love that's not limited to this world. My body, though, remains broken because of sin. I still have habits of sin and temptations to sin. In Christ, my body even will eventually be raised to a glorious resurrection. But now, in this life, the Spirit of Christ works also in my body to overcome the habits of sin that weigh us all down. And so the idea is we need to let the Spirit of Christ be sovereign in our lives. We need to let the Spirit of Christ be sovereign in our lives. In the gospel, Jesus tells the disciples there are 12 hours of day. And if one walks in the day, he doesn't stumble. But if he walks in the night, he stumbles. Jesus is the light of the world. He's the day. We must walk in him, live according to his light, according to his guidance, not according to the guidance of darkness. So again, we need to let the Spirit of Christ be sovereign in our lives. In the gospel, Jesus is told that the one you love is ill. And the gospel says, so when Jesus heard that he was ill, he remained for 2 days in the place where he was. it sounds odd, but that's an example of letting the Spirit of God be sovereign in your life. Because the human part of Jesus wanted to rush to Lazarus's side and heal him. But the divine spirit told him to wait. A bit later in the gospel, Jesus says to the disciples, Lazarus has died, and I'm glad for you that I wasn't there. Why in the world is he glad that he wasn't there? Is he glad that Lazarus has died? He says, that you may believe. That's why I'm glad. Jesus didn't will the death of Lazarus, but he did let it happen. And he let it happen so that he could bring about a greater good. Evil is in the world because of sin. And sometimes God lets evil happen, including physical death, so that he can effect a greater good. In this case, faith in Jesus as the resurrection. It's interesting, when Jesus says, let's go to him, Thomas says to the others, let's go die with him. Which sounds brave, right? Sounds wonderfully brave. But Thomas is really illustrating why Jesus let Lazarus die. Because Thomas and the others don't believe that Jesus has power over life and death. Let's go die with him. It's just a few degrees away from, well, let's go die with him. Nothing else we can do. After the resurrection of Jesus, when they were finally full of faith, Thomas and the others would say, Let's go die for him. Next up in the gospel is Martha, who also needs help with her faith. She keeps making statements that both scold Jesus on the one hand and try to impress him on the other. Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died. But even now, I know that whatever you ask God, he'll do for you. When Jesus says your brother will rise, Martha starts trying to impress Jesus again. Oh, I know he'll rise on the last day. I know that because I passed my religious exam. And when Jesus says, I am the resurrection and the life, do you believe this? Again, she acts like a student, pretending she knows she's known the answers to the quiz, right? All along. Yes, I have come to believe. And you can hear her saying, yeah, yeah. I know you're the Christ. I know you're the Son of God. I know you're the one coming into the world. Though what Jesus had said was, I am the resurrection and the life, which is something new, something more. And Martha's lack of faith comes out later, right? When she tries to prevent Jesus from opening the tomb. And Jesus had to remind her, didn't I tell you that I'm the resurrection and the life? Believe. Believe in me. So then Martha runs to get her sister Mary. I've done everything I can. Let's turn it over to Mary. Pull out the big guns. And Mary, she's not trying to impress the teacher. She's just sick with her grief. She collapses in front of Jesus. And says, Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died. She can't get anything else out. She just collapses in weeping. Her grief is real. But it also gets in the way of her trusting in Jesus. And then we hear this strange verb twice that describes Jesus. He's perturbed. The Greek word there literally could be translated, he snorted in spirit. It's a strange word, right? It's kind of like he's trying to combat all this despair that seems to be surrounding him. All this lack of faith in those close to him. He's trying to, don't you believe? And it leads him to weep. Now maybe he weeps for Lazarus, whom he loved. Certainly he weeps for all those around him without faith, whom he loves. I don't think he weeps for Lazarus out of grief for his death. Because for God, death doesn't mean anything. What does matter is whether people believe. Because then, when they die, he can bring them to be with him forever. For God, the crux isn't death, but belief. Do you die believing or not believing? Even Jesus' prayer to the Father is about helping others to believe. Father, I pray this before everyone so that they may believe. And then he works this great sign for all to see and believe. Lazarus, come out. And his next words are just as important. Untie him and let him go. Untie him and let him go. Jesus not only raises to life, but more importantly, he looses the bonds of sin and shame that hold us back from true belief and true freedom. This gospel, from start to finish, is secondarily about death, but primarily about faith in Jesus, who has power over life and death. It's also primarily about faith in Jesus, who has power to free whatever chains in this world weigh us down. Trust Jesus. Believe in Jesus, who is greater than death and who gives us true freedom from sin and shame. So here's the homework for the week. Let your prayer throughout this week be a cry to Jesus. Lord, untie me and make me free. Free from sin and shame. Free for faith and love. Lord, untie us all and make us free.